At a Melbourne home inspection, prospective buyer Cameron Wickens questions whether his two children will ever be able to afford a home.
I can't really see them ever being able to afford to buy a house outright. I think the Australian dream of being able to buy your own property and pay it off is just about gone for the average person these days. The percentage of what people earn as opposed to what they pay for a house, they're just not balanced anymore.
According to the latest Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report, per capita, Australia's net disposable income has increased an average of 1.9% per year over the past 30 years. But that has been greatly eclipsed by the housing market over the past 25 years.
Look, there's no doubt that if you look at over the last 25 years or more in Australia, home ownership has been under great pressure. We've seen young people entering the market later. We've seen the number of people in that 25 to 34 cohort owning their homes less often. So we recognise that this is a critically important issue.
The report shows home ownership among young Australians has plummeted. Between 1988 and 89, 60% of 25 to 34-year-olds owned a home. That fell to just under 40% in 2013-14. Between 1994 and 95, 42% of people owned their home outright. That dropped to just 30% in 2013-14. Melbourne real estate agent Ed Toombs says he doesn't see the market cooling off yet.
As soon as we think it seems like it's cooling or plateauing a little bit, we'll get a record result. So, yeah, it'd be nice to know exactly when it would cool, but at the moment I don't see any signs of it slowing.
The report also shows the government is spending almost $1,000 more on welfare per person now than it was 10 years ago, a total increase of $40 billion. And it's a grim picture among the Indigenous community. They're 7 times more likely to live in social housing, less than half as likely to own their own home, and more than twice as likely to rent. Val Singh is from First Home Buyers Australia, an organisation that helps those taking their first steps onto the property ladder.
Well, over the past 2 years, we've seen the housing affordability crisis get worse, and the great Australian dream of home ownership is getting out of reach now, and particularly in entry-level homes where, you know, people were buying around the $500,000 mark now, and now they're looking up towards the $700,000.
Increasing rental prices are exacerbating efforts to save for a house deposit. Between 1994 and 95, 18% were renting. Nearly 20 years later, that figure has risen to 26%, with renters experiencing an average of $144 increase in housing costs. While the government says it's working on solutions for first home buyers, such as land release and its superannuation proposal, there seems to be little impact yet.